I think I'll start with this one. I'll give it a different one.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Is everyone excited? Hallelujah. Isn't God moving mightily in your lives right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you feel he hasn't, praise God. Just continue to keep pressing forward. Continue to keep believing God, because God will not forsake his promises to his people. Praise the Lord. That's the good news. That's what God is all about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited because I know with God, all it takes is one touch. Hallelujah. And things have to change. And all it takes is one word. And all of a sudden, the earth has to rearrange according to what God has spoken. It is the word of God. Praise God. And it's the truth that sets people free in this time and hour. Praise God. We as the church, hallelujah, God is holding us so much accountable for what's going on in our nation and around the world. God has always given his people the responsibility, even if it was when the days of Adam. He said, tend to the earth. He had made him a stewardship to take care of the earth. So it is as Jesus Christ came back and fulfilled the promise and brought us back into alignment with God. God has given us the authority to take our positions as sons and daughters of the Most High God and to stand for righteousness even when darkness tries to move forward. But the church of the living God will not be moved, because we are the light. Even at the greatest point of its darkness, God's light is still greater. It's so much greater. Praise God. Hallelujah. America is such in a great place financially right now. Praise God. But the thing is, what God's been ministering to my heart is that America still needs work. And those in the church of the living God still need the truth of God's word spoken to them. Because the church has not been standing according to what they were supposed to do. We have a lot of nations doing what they want to do. But the United States of America was founded on biblical principles. Biblical principles which God has established that this nation may prosper. And that God's people may experience the freedom and liberty which we have today. Is the United States perfect? No. But what we have going in our nation right now. And the church of God should be really rising up when it comes to abortion issues. Because God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Especially what's going on with all this stuff going on in society. Praise God, as Minister Patton was just sharing, the LGBTQ community. Praise God, we love them. And I always share, when I meet someone, I always tell someone, I love them. But it's the lifestyle that is not acceptable to the Father. Because we all sin and fallen short of the glory of God. But praise God, tonight is the night. Hallelujah. And pray and believe with me. Because the God wants to speak a word to this nation. That God's people will come back to the word of the Lord. That their foundation will be established upon his word. That's what happened with the people of God. There's some people that are on fire with God. And there's some people that don't even love God. They hate God. But there's some people that are standing in the middle, trying to figure out which way they want to do, which way they want to serve. But God is trying to say, man, I'm trying to bring you back to the truth. Because it's the truth is what will set you free. Because Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And it's the word of God that will set the foundation, that has set the foundation for every believer to believe on. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to start off Psalms chapter 25. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everyone could take a seat. Praise God. And it says, show me, verse 4, show me your ways. Now, that's intimate. When you have someone asking you to show you, praise God, there had to be some type of relationship that you had previous or before. Just like when you meet somebody, praise God, when you meet somebody and you learn something, the person's introducing themselves to you. And whatever you need training on, that's what they're going to do. They're going to train you on. But you know that person. You know that person. You know that person by name. And that's what David was. David was like saying, show me, O Lord, teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. And that's the message tonight. Teach me, lead me, show me. the truth of your word. Praise God, because there's a lot of people out there that say they have a relationship with God, but they don't know God. Because when it comes down to standing for truth, they're nowhere to be found. And I'm speaking to the church of the living God. I'm speaking to the people of God, where they're no longer running, but they're running to those things that was lined up to the word of the living God. Hallelujah. And David was so intimate with God when he says the Lord to teach him and to show him. It was for his own benefit. Because everyone in the body of Christ, praise God, may declare that we may have we're walking in character, whatever it may be. But if you're not walking according to the word of God, if you're not allowing the Spirit of God to teach you his ways and his truth, praise God, it doesn't mean anything. It's the character of God. It's what David desired from the Lord. Because he knew if he walked in the character of God, he knew that he would be able to fulfill what God has established in his word. It was the truth. And David knew, and that's why he sought after him with all his heart. And that's why we come back when Jesus came to the woman in the well. Praise God. That's where a lot of people of God are at right now. They think if they just come to church or come to a building, even people that say, I don't need to go to church. I have a relationship with God already. But Jesus was telling them, if you only knew the truth, if you only knew me, your mindset will be completely different. You will have a different set of mindset and a different heart. And God told that woman, saying that this day, you will say you'll worship at this mountain or this mountain, but you'll be worshiping me in spirit and in truth. There's only one way to serve the Lord. It's not according to how we feel how we should serve God or how we think we should serve the Lord. But there's only one way that God has called us to serve him. And that is allowing the word of God to transform us in the likeness of Christ Jesus. Now, there's a lot of people that say they serve the Lord, but they truly don't serve the true and living God who I'm talking about. Because if they allow the word of God to minister to them, they will know exactly when the word of God is being shared with them in love. They will know exactly which God we're talking about. There's false gods and then there's the true and living God. And that's the God, that's what Jesus wanted from the very beginning. That our hearts will be set fixed on him, that we will love him with all our hearts, all our soul, and all our mind. And that we will serve him in truth. And we will not be movable. Hallelujah. But we will stand firm in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is so amazing. Praise God. He's great, because I was just reading in the word of God. I was just reading in, I believe it's 2 Kings chapter 22 with King Josiah. Praise God. And how he was a young man, a young boy who came into the kingship when they anointed him to be king. And all this stuff that was going on in the people in Jerusalem and Israel, and the people of God were just sinning before the Lord. There was no fear of God in that land. But the scripture says that his heart was soft and pliable. And he had a relationship with God. And there was a time when he got to a certain amount of age, when he became 26 years of age, he told one of his scribes, I think his name is Shahan, he told him, go to the temple and make sure that everybody gets money accordingly, which was donated, and everything gets distributed correctly, that everybody's need is met. And he was saying, you know what, don't even tell, find out how much money has to be returned. Because he had a heart for God, because he knew exactly that money would be going to the house of the Lord and taking care of those workers who were taking care of the house of God. But as they were building, praise God, that's the servant of God, Shahan, basically met Hilkiah, the priest, and the priest found a book, the book of the law, and presented it to him. And he gave it to him. And when he went on, he read it. And I believe the word of God pricked his heart. It pricked him so much, because truth was presented to him. He came to the king and he read the book of the law before Josiah. And the awesome thing about this was that when the word of God came forth, his heart was so soft and pliable. And when the word of God came, because there's different reactions that you can get. Some people can harden their hearts when the word of God comes. Some people can stiff their neck. Some people can close their ears and turn their head. But Josiah, his heart was so soft and pliable that he tore his clothes because what he felt in his heart, he felt his heart ripping apart because they have separated and they were gone so long from what God has established in his word. And he realized the error of his way, and he realized what the people of God were doing. They weren't serving the Lord according to what God has established from the beginning. So it moved them so much that he told his servant to go forth and to allow and gather all the people, because we need to get this right. We need to get this right. And that's how it is in the church of the living God. We need to get it right. We need to stop and we need to get out of our pews. Hallelujah. Preachers need to start declaring the word of God. They need to start speaking the truth, even if it hurts the word, even if it hurts the people. But we know that God chastens whom he loves, because God needs a people to line up to his word that revival may break out. The United States of America, though it's prospering, it's still not in a good place. God wants to set this nation free for reals. His heart is for the people. He died for no reason. He didn't die on the cross that the people of God may continue to live a life of sin. No, he died for sinners, that the people of God may line up to his word and walk accordingly to what he has called them to be as sons and daughters of the Most High God, picking up the banner of God and taking the word of truth. That's what happened in Josiah's days when Isaiah spoke, the prophet of God, said that the people lost judgment and they turned backwards. Justice all of a sudden turned around, and he said the word of God fell upon the streets and equity was not able to enter. See, we're living in a time right now that the people that we're living in this world right now, they have an agenda. This is not about politics. It's about serving Jesus for reals. Because he's good and he's done so much for us. There's a generation out there that does not know God. Some think they know God, but they don't know him. That's why Josiah tore and rent his clothes, because he thought he knew God. But because his heart was soft, and God knew his heart was soft, he knew he would repent. And they went to a prophetess. Hallelujah. That's why it shames me when there's people who are still bound by religion. It shames me as the church of the living God when we try to put women in a position, but God has called them as well. They went to a prophetess to speak the word and said that judgment will come. But because of Josiah's heart, the Lord told Josiah through the prophet, praise God, that judgment will not come upon the land. You will not see it in your time. That's what it's going to take for the people of God. That we turn from our ways and we come back to our first love. That a nation will be turned around again. And that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is merciful and his mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. It takes us, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It takes us to reach that summit, as Minister Pan was sharing. It doesn't matter what way you go or feel how long it goes, but one purpose that you have in your heart, that you're going to get up there, that you may meet the Lord accordingly to what you have put in your heart, that you may know him. Praise God. And I pray that nobody forgot what Minister Aquino shared. It is our responsibility to teach a nation, to teach a generation, to fear the Lord. Because there's always darkness that will try and rise and try and bring confusion to a generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's awesome about this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm almost there. Truth will bring you back to the true part of worship. Because Josiah, praise God, when he knew it was time to get things right, he brought back true worship back to Israel. Hallelujah. Let's bring true worship back to the house of the Lord. Let's bring true worship so we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. There's a lot of idols out there, praise God, that need to be teared down in the lives of God's people. And he tore down every idol. He tore down every statue. He tore down anything that was not according to God's word, that was a contradiction to serving the true and living God, and he burned it. He burned it to ashes, and that's what we need to do in our lives. Praise God. The warriors, hallelujah, like warriors sweeping everything out of us, allowing the word of God to transform us and to cleanse us, because we are warriors of the Most High God. When Josiah went out to do those things, he sent forth his army because he was there destroying those things that were not of the Lord. And one of the things that moved me, if you read in chapter 23, one of the things that stuck out to me the most, because this is the times that we're living in. One of the things that Josiah tore down was a ritual booth. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but basically, they were doing, as the word of God said, they were doing perverted things. Persons were doing perverted things in the house of the Lord. And I looked up the word perverted, and it just said anything that is abnormal or any sexual pleasure that was not intended to be that way. So we have the body of Christ that is allowing all these things going on in the church today, where they're allowing fornication to continue to go on in the church of the living God and not saying a thing. Don't you thank the Lord that we're in a house where truth is being preached? The church of the living God is allowing homosexuality to celebrate their sin by accepting them in to get married when it was not intended to be that way. This is the church. This is the people that say they're the church, that they love God. But man, when you come back to the word of God, you can see how far the church has gone. Praise God. I'm praising God because there's going to be a change. It's going to happen. Revival is going to manifest. Hallelujah. Praise God. And these people were continually to practice lawlessness. The reason why things are going on today in society is because the lawlessness was in the hearts of men and women. There's total rebellion against the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They don't care because there's no love in God with them. But for us as God's people, praise God, we have the promise, which is yes and amen. Hallelujah. And we can declare the word of God, praise God, and be not ashamed of who we are in Christ. God is awesome and he's amazing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to wrap it up. Hallelujah. It's in Thessalonians, so you know exactly what I was sharing. Praise God. 2 Thessalonians. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Paul spoke of these things, that these things will come and manifest. And that's why we shouldn't be shocked what's going on in our nation, in our society today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. for the mysteries of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with his breath in his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all the power, signs, and lying wonders, and with unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive. I pray everyone's getting this. Hallelujah. They did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send a strong delusion that they should believe the lie. Because they think the church, those who stand for righteousness, they think we're the liars. They think that we're intolerable. They think we're nothing but haters. All we have is hate in our hearts. And they lie to the people. And the reason why people believe these lies is because they haven't got into the foundation of God's word. All God's promises are in here. Everything that we need is in here. That's why mighty men of God and women of God only read the word. And they believed the word. Even on until the day when they had to go on before the Lord. They held fast to the truth. And it's not just the word alone that's going to change a generation. It's not by word, but it's with power. And we're believing for power. And the Holy Ghost is in us. But we got to trust the Holy Ghost to use us in the times of adversity, in the times of trial, in the times of tribulation. When the world tries to come against his people, even when we feel it's too hot and we can't handle it, the word of the Lord, Jesus, our Savior, will be with us in those times. To hold fast to the word of God and to declare the truth in love. And we already know according to the word, right? The fire will only make you stronger. Man, I'm ministering to myself right now. Praise God. The fire will only make you stronger. Because when they release the fire of hell at you, you will not get burnt, but you will come out purer than you were before, stronger than you were yesterday. You will come out stronger and more mightier, more bolder, and you will know your God even greater than you knew him before, because you've been with the fire and you know God was with you through all the trials and tribulations that you've been through. There's people out there that are hungry for the word of God, for the word of truth. There's a struggle out there. Those are the people that are in limbo right now. They can't make a decision. But the longer they stay out there and not come to a place, not saying that Threshing Floor Tabernacle is better than anybody else, but we know, and we know from our hearts, deep within our hearts, if it wasn't for the word of God and in this house, we wouldn't be where we are today. I don't care what people say. Because you were taught the word of God and you know God. You know him according to your word. And that's why you can be excited. Every time you come to the house of the Lord, you can rejoice. Praise God. Because people are fighting. I'm telling you, it's because you just fully surrendered. You say, Lord, I'm willing. I'm ready. I'm hungry. Whatever it takes. I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. And I know that your promises will line up. Here we go. Here's the word of God. You guys heard this. Seek first the kingdom of God, right? And everything else will follow. Everything else will be added. That's his foundation. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're not going to be afraid of the fire. Hallelujah. God had to bring me into that place. You're not going to be afraid, but you're going to do what I want you to do. Hallelujah. Because this life, hallelujah, as we were saying, right? Heaven on earth. Just as it is in heaven, when the word of God is the foundation and the truth, we want it here on earth in the church of the living God. We want true worship to go up. True worship. Praise God. Singing and worshiping the Lord and praising him is awesome. That's what the Lord has called us to do. But true worship, when you know the word of God and it's in your heart. So when you worship the Lord, there's a sincerity that comes forth out of it. As the man of God was saying, that Sunday, some may worship just with their hands up. Some may shout and shake up this place. But God is still looking at the heart. That's where true worship is at. That's what moves God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So be encouraged that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is going to bring forth such a thing, I believe with all my heart. Hallelujah. That's why vengeance is the Lord's. And those who try to persecute the church, praise God. It's just going to make us stronger. It's going to make us bolder. Hallelujah. That's all it's going to do. It's not going to cause us to run backwards. It's not going to cause us to duck our head and hide in places. No, it's only going to cause us to be stronger in the things of God. That's what happened in the book of Acts, right? Come on, you guys know the book of Acts, right? What happened when they persecuted the church? Come on. Come on. They thought they were running away, but God said, no, I'm going to use you. And the church grew. Praise God. Hallelujah. The church has gone too comfortable. We have got too comfortable in our ways. But God is saying, I'm bringing things back. I'm bringing the foundation back. Praise God. I'm bringing you back to your first love. Hallelujah. And there won't be a resistance because there's a people that truly hunger for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, people of God. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Pastor Lucia. Hallelujah, for allowing me to speak my heart, to speak the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was a little nervous because I knew Apostle wasn't going to be here, and I was like, oh, man. Man. But Apostle has raised us up. Praise God. And he has raised everyone in here as well. Praise God. To be able to carry this anointing. And wherever you go, praise God, to make an impact in your society, at your job. Praise God. At the schools. Hallelujah. In the government. Praise God. That's what just blows my mind. Is when people say church is separated, the church should be separated from the state. It blows my mind. And then they call the church a lie. When the word of God teaches us that God, government comes from the Lord. See, we come from a biblical perspective, a biblical worldview. So anything that contradicts the word of God, it doesn't stand or fly with us because we serve someone that's greater. Hallelujah. He sits on the throne. Well, praise God. Let's welcome Minister Patton again. Praise God as he closes us out.
Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for that word tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that it was an on-time word, the word that we needed to hear for such a time as this, Lord God. Thank you for filling us, Lord God, tonight with confidence, with boldness, with a renewal of determination, Lord God, to stand for truth and righteousness, Lord God. Father, as the man of God had spoken tonight, Lord, your servant, Minister William Posada, that as he stood here in this pulpit and declared, Lord God, your word regarding stripping and casting down, Lord God, the old ways and the idols, Lord God, the false gods and the false worship, Lord God, let that start internally within the lives of each and every one that stands here tonight, those that are watching online, Lord God. That, Father, everything else, Lord, is taken down and that you are enthroned, Lord God, in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. Lord God, we Oh, Lord God, we set it in our hearts and minds. There's no other way and purpose to live but to live for your glory, honor, and praise, for your will to be done in our lives, Lord God. We thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we do pray a blessing upon Minister William Posada, upon his family, Sister Lauren Posada, Lord, and their children, Hannah and Olivia. Father, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Father, as they've stepped out over the course of these last several days, Lord, Sister Lauren before the news, Lord God, Sister Lauren before the city council, Minister William Posada before your people tonight, that you will guard and garrison them, Lord God. Be about them as a wall of fire and hedge your protection and be the glory in their midst. Let your glory be their rear guard and go before them, mighty God, and that you would replenish and refresh them in Jesus' name. Pour more abundantly into them than they poured out. And that, Father, you will bless them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for making them bright, shining lights, Lord God, revealing your glory in the earth that men may see their good works and glorify you in heaven. Father, we thank you right now. We hold up, if you don't mind praying in the Holy Ghost for just another moment. We cover our man and woman of God, Apostle Henry Killings, Pastor Lucia Killings. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. Father, as they are in their travels, as they are in fellowship and under the word, as they, Lord God, are enjoying their time, Lord God, we just pray that you will replenish and refresh them in Jesus' name. That, Father, you will strengthen them at every point and part of their person, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. That, Lord God, you'll continue to lead them and guide them as they, Father, are the under-shepherds, Lord God, and leaders in the lives of your people. That, Father, you will continue to guide them into the green pastures and beside the still waters, Father. That they will continue to follow you all their days and be blessed. Lord, if there's any need, that you'll abundantly supply it, that you'll more than meet the need, Father, and overflow in Jesus' name. Father, bless them tremendously tonight, we pray, and that, Lord God, even as they're away, we will all rejoice that they'll return with us, Lord, in fellowship, and that together as a body, we are going higher, Lord God. We've gone higher and going from glory to glory, faith to faith, and strength to strength, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, not our will, but your will be done. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, and we just stir it up and seal it in prayer right now. Even as a congregation, we pray. Father, it has not fallen upon deaf ears, but we receive it, and we mix it with faith, that it may bear fruit in our lives in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise. And Father, right now, I thank you, and I speak the Aaronic blessing, Lord God, over your congregation, over Threshing Floor Tabernacle right now, Lord, each and every one of us, that the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. May the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living be experienced by each and every one in this house, Lord. Guard us and protect us as we lead. Watch over us and keep us safe, Lord God. We thank you and give you all the praise tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. And if you need a prayer, anybody in here, if you felt so moved and you wanted to come to the altar, I'll even ask graciously of Minister Posada. He'll be in here in agreement with you at the altar to pray. Whatever prayer need you may have, you can come up. We'll meet with you. And if it's the women, we'll maybe even invite Sister Lauren up to be along his side and just be a blessing to you tonight. But go in faith, go in peace. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed, saints. Hallelujah.